Monday morning, big show with PT, and I thought this morning I might check in on a good mate of mine who happens to be the lead singer of Chocolate Starfish. And let me tell you, the entertainment industry as a whole is doing it so very tough during COVID-19 and lockdowns, of course, that are stopping them from performing. Adam Thompson, I don't know whether I should put a good in front of the morning, but good morning anyway.
Look, it's always a good morning, PT. You just got to have a different perspective on your day and, change it up where you can.
Upright and breathing, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is. And, I think there's always reasons to smile and always reasons to be alive. And, I try and find them every situation I can get in. And that's where I'm at the moment. You know, we can't change much about the lockdowns, but we can change our reaction to it and how we fill our days in.
You had the opportunity to change your situation just prior to lockdown 6, didn't you? Do you care to share that story?
Oh, well, a good friend of mine is general manager at Ayers Rock Resort, and he said, "Oh, look, just in case you ever go into lockdown again, mate," he said, "just come and live up here. I'll look after you at the resort. You can do a couple of shows at the bar every once in a while, and I'll just look after you, and you can just be free." And I said to my wife, "Oh, look, let's just have a think about it for next week." And of course, that day we got snap lockdown, and we're still in it. I sort of wish I had taken him up now.
There's a COVID regret decision.
Well, quite a large one, actually.
yeah, not a small one at all, Adam Thompson.
No.
How are the boys in the band? You're obviously keeping touch.
Yeah, the boys are all pretty good. Everyone's doing, obviously as well as they can be in Chocolate Starfish, and they're all, doing various things with their families. And I guess like most of us around Melbourne, we're in our own little bubbles, and we have to just, as I said before, we've got to make that up as we go on. But the boys and I, we keep in touch and try and make plans as best as we can. But I think that's the challenging part, is that you can't make too many because you don't really have a finishing line, like all things.
Yeah.
We just tend to, lean on each other for positivity and have a laugh every once in a while. That's on a Zoom call, and that's about all you can do.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to get the hashtag "You Just Got to Laugh" going viral. I'm trying to, do some things on my personal Facebook page that might make people laugh, and the same on my show, the big show here at 3BA, and just stay as positive as we possibly can, as difficult as that is, because, in the wonderful world that is music and, going on concert tours and so forth, we're seeing more cancellations nowadays than we are seeing gates or doors open. And Bohemian Rhapsody, what a fabulous show that you and the boys put on. Well, it's supposed to be here in Ballarat, and we were looking forward to that as a family, but that's not happening. And, of course, Blues Fest has just been yanked again for the second year in a row.
Yeah, there's so many. And, I think the biggest decision now for most musicians is whether or not they cancel it completely and try and find a new date, or whether they, reschedule it. And, consumer confidence is in a pretty low state too, because, I do know fans that have booked things and it's been rescheduled 4 times, and it just becomes a bit tiresome. So I guess, and I'm sure. So, I tend to think that, we have to ride this out until there is really clean air at the end of it, and then we can rebook, and with that confidence that, we're out again. And in the meantime, I just try and, be creative and do new things that I wouldn't normally get an opportunity to do when I'm busy.
What are some of those things? What are you spending your lockdown time on, Adam Thompson?
Well, the big lockdown, we recorded the brand new album, Beautiful Addiction, so that which was out a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for those Ballaratian fans who have missed it, there's a new Chocolate Starfish album out called The Beautiful Addiction. And it features our first single, our version of What's Up, which many people would have seen us do at the Red Hot Summer Tours when we played in Ballarat. But it's also, peppered with some great new Chocolate Starfish material that I know many fans have been hanging out for. So that's one thing. And I guess, you know, there are other, you know, learning things that I've tried to do during the lockdowns. You know, I try and get better at reading, you know, self-help things that are going to help me. I get better at meditation, you know, for example. And I've also been doing these online workshops with companies with my other business, Muso Magic. So I've been writing and recording these songs with companies in India during the lockdowns that have been very sustainable and really good fun.
Yeah. Adam, I'm guessing the title of the new Chocky Starfish album, Beautiful Addiction, would be a tribute to your beautiful wife, right?
Well, she thinks so. Well, no, she is beautiful, and I am definitely addicted to her. But it is more a bit of a reflection on you know, those people who use beauty as a mask. You know, I'm going to throw it right at the Kardashians right now, as a mask for doing anything healthy on the inside. So I think it's definitely a balance in this life, and it's not all external.
Now, Adam, as the lead singer of Chocolate Starfish, you know, known for being a bit outlandish on stage in your persona, but also for wearing some pretty outlandish clothing. Your closet, your concert closet, must be bursting and belting and wanting to spring open and spring back into life.
Look, it actually is, and I've been online ordering a bunch of stuff from, not Wish, because I did try that once, and I got I got something that just, I don't know, it was probably more like a doll's outfit rather than it was going to ever fit a human being.
Yeah.
But I have ordered some pretty amazing things. So next time there is a show that you can come and see myself and the Starfish at, be prepared for some pretty out there stuff. In fact, PT, I think I might... you know, cast my hand-me-downs off to you, and you can come to work, you know, dressed in all my excess bling. What do you reckon?
Mate, I'd be happy to jump out there on stage on the Red Hot Summer Tour and wear some of your bling clothing.
It's a given, and I think you could be my stand-in, mate.
We've even got the bald heads to match.
Exactly. Yeah, no, so, it's a really interesting life at the moment, and you know, just got to find the glass half full and keep on keeping on. And
absolutely.
I know many people that are listening to this conversation are doing the same. So try not to get bogged down, people. You know, it is going to end at some point, and you're going to be right there with us when it does.
Keep finding those positives. Adam Thompson from Chocolate Starfish. Mate, we're going to wrap it up right here, right now, and get a cardio workout going on with the Starfish from Beautiful Addiction. Let's play What's Up. What do you reckon?
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's party.
Beautiful, mate. That's sensational.